It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. I hope you're writing down your observations because that makes you a phenologist. The only difference between a naturalist and a phenologist is that the phenologist writes it down. So get out a calendar and start putting your notes in there. You'll be amazed. You'll find out some really, really wonderful things. One observation I want to start off with was that last week on Tuesday evening, my wife saw the first fireflies flashing. And that's always, that is summer to me. When I see the fireflies flashing their lights, that is like summer. I think of hot nights and running around with a jar and catching fireflies and then bringing them in the house and having them light up the bedroom, and just a pretty exciting time for a kid. So get out and enjoy the fireflies. Hopefully there'll be some out by your house pretty soon. In the bogs, the three-leaved false Solomon seal. Boy, that's a mouthful. Those flowers are at their peak. It's a lovely little lily-like flower. It's got these two leaves that come out, or three leaves. Yeah, that's why it's called the three-leaved false Solomon seal. It's got three leaves come out, kind of two on near the base and one on the stem. And then a cluster of kind of white flowers, and it really looks a lot like the Canada Mayflower, which is up on high ground. And in the case of the Canada Mayflower, it has two leaves and this little stalk of little beautiful little white flowers. And between the two of them, the three-leaved false Solomon seal in the swamps and the Canada Mayflower up on the high ground, you've got two lovely little white flowers that are probably at their peak of bloom right now. And just to give you some idea, that the three-leaf false Solomon seal is 9 days late from its peak of bloom, and the Canada Mayflower is about 14 days late. So we are still dragging. We're still not caught up in terms of our events that we would expect to be taking place in at this time of year. Canada hawkweed is blooming. You can see it in the ditches. It looks like a kind of a tall, sort of a dandelion-like flower. Oftentimes there'll be two, three, four of them at the top of the plant, and that hawkweed is it's invasive, and it's a problem. It gets into farmers' fields, and then the cows don't like to eat the hay because they don't like the hawkweed. It's a furry plant and really kind of a noxious weed, actually. And so if you have Canada hawkweed, you might want to make the effort to get rid of it. Another plant that's going to be blooming in this next week is orange hawkweed, sometimes called the devil's paintbrush. And the orange hawkweed is, people love it, and they leave it in their yards, which is terrible. It's got a deep orange outer circle and a brighter orange inner circle. And they look at it and they think, oh, what a beautiful little flower. Well, it is a lovely little flower, but at the same time, it's one of those species that can take over an area, and you may enjoy it and it may look all right in your yard, but the farmer that lives down the road from you is cursing you and the fact that you don't mow them back and kill them because they are ruining his hay crops. So think about that when you're out enjoying the Canada and the devil's hawkweed. The small cranberry has bloomed. It is a day late on the first flowers, which is unusual. That one is kind of close to being caught up. The small cranberry grows in the bog, grows on the ground. It's very low. It's got these little pink flowers, and the petals of the flowers curve upwards away from the pistil and the stamen, and it looks a lot like a shooting star, except it's much, much smaller. and growing in the bogs. So if you're out wandering in the bogs, keep an eye out for these little small cranberries. These are the cranberries that you would eat with your turkey. And the other cranberry, the high bush cranberry, is blooming right now. And that's it's going to be a big shrub. We have one right here outside our studios. It's probably about 12 feet tall. And it has a leaf like a maple tree. It's got a three-lobed leaf on it. The scientific name, the species name for it is Trilobum, three lobes. And the flowers are kind of interesting. You've got this big disc of flowers, and around the outside of the disc are these large four-petaled flowers that are completely vestigial. That is, they have no sexual parts. Their only purpose is to bring the insect's attention to the flowers on the interior of that cluster of flowers. And those are the actual flowers that have the nectar and the sexual parts and will produce the berries. So high bush cranberry is blooming right now. And it has, as I said, the discs can sometimes get 4 to 5 inches across. And on the outside, these larger flowers, and on the inside, smaller flowers. And the larger ones are simply attractors to bring insects in to pollinate those flowers on the interior where the berries will be. And those berries are, I mean, there are plenty of you out there who make jams and jellies, maybe make wine. I don't know. You can use them any way you want. I've tried them off the bush in several seasons, from early fall to midwinter, and I've never found them palatable. They're bitter and slightly sour, not sour enough to be attractive the way a gooseberry is. I mean, sometimes you just want to eat something that's sour. Well, I don't think that the highbush cranberry is that. It's sour, but not sour enough. It's more bitter than sour. So check them out. You can do what you will with yours. I know what I'm going to do with mine. I'm going to leave them. And oddly enough, it's pretty late in the year before the birds actually get around to eating those too, because they know there are better berries out there than the high bush cranberry. Now, I know some of you are throwing your slippers at the radio right now, calling me a fool and an idiot. And I can take that, because you're not the first. You can eat your cranberries. It'll make you smarter than me, I guess. I can't palate them. I've been watching dragonflies just every chance I get. I think dragonflies are the new butterflies, who are the new birds. The warblers, of course, are really attractive, little yellow and green and blue and black and white and all sorts of different color birds. And then you've got the butterflies and their myriad colors and designs. And now people are discovering that the dragonflies are almost as beautiful, and in some cases even more beautiful. So check out the dragonflies. The 12 spotted skimmers are out. They're a large dragonfly, and each wing has a black-white pattern on it. Band of black, band of white, band of black, band of white. Really quite lovely. And they are out. I haven't seen the calico pennant yet, but that is another lovely dragonfly. And of course, the pond hawk. Oh, they're just, I mean, you name them, and they're out there, and they are as wonderful as any dragon or any butterfly you're likely to see. So check out the dragonflies in your neighborhood. Red pines, Norway pines, same plant, by the way. They are giving off pollen right now. The jack pines are almost done with their pollen. I was checking jack pines yesterday, lots of female flowers on them, and none of the male flowers would release pollen when snapped. And unlike those, the Norway pines, when we snapped the male flowers on the Norway pines, a little bit of pollen came out. So they're just getting started. It'll be lots of pollen in the air from those and from the Norway and from the white pines very soon. Saw a gray fox and a red fox this week, and I've been watching the white-tailed deer, and as so many have mentioned, the deer are really active right now, seeing lots of does, lots of fawns, and they're all quite red as they get ready for summer. Smooth vetch. This is a little pea-like plant, kind of a twining, winding sort of a plant, sends out these tendrils that wrap themselves on other plants and use that to sort of support themselves. Compound leaves, and they are little purple flowers, purple to blue flowers on the smooth vetch. The Canada milk vetch is blooming, so these are both plants of the midsummer. The smooth vetch is 8 days late in its flowering, and so that just kind of goes on how it is. Wild sarsaparilla is flowering, probably at their peak, and I have them as 9 days late from peak flower. I saw blue-eyed grass this past week, which is one of my favorites. A five-petaled blue flower with a bright yellow center, and they're small. They're only a half inch across, and they grow kind of sparsely here and there along the edges of gravel roads is where I mostly see them, and they have kind of a blue-green stem. And they are really, really spectacular. So if you get a chance, kind of wander down a gravel road and look in the ditches for the blue-eyed grass. And while you're wandering those gravel roads, keep an eye out in the ditches. Lots of the cypripediums, the slippers, the lady slippers are blooming right now. Pink lady slipper, the stemless lady slipper, is in full bloom. The yellow lady slipper is in full bloom. The yellow lady slipper, the miniature one, the Mackeson variety, Mackeson, is also in full bloom right now. And so you can check out those. The showy lady slippers are just getting started. So lots of time yet if you want to check out those flowers. Starflower and Canada Mayflower. I mentioned the Canada Mayflower already. 9 days late on their peak of flowering. Starflower is 8 days late on their peak of flowering. Canada Milkvetch, 16 days late flowering. Yarrow, 7 days late. Sweet Sicily, Daisy Fleabane. Actually, I saw a Daisy Fleabane in bloom, and it was 1 day early. So the Fleabane is actually getting kind of caught up, but others are not there yet. The lakes and ponds are filling up with yellow pond lilies. Lots of shrubs. You know, besides the high bush cranberry, the round-leafed dogwood and the downy arrowwood are in bloom right now. Pagoda dogwood is in bloom. So lots of the dogwoods and the viburnums are in bloom right now. And if you see these big discs of white flowers, hop out of your car and walk over and take a look at them, and you'll see that there are quite a variety of plants right now that have these lovely white discs of flowers. Wild lupin is in flower. Red raspberry is in flower. Black raspberry or blackberry are also in flower. And late on all of those, what else have we been seeing? Winterberry, the northern holly, has flower buds on it. And if you're in the woods and looking down at the ground, a little dogwood called the bunchberry is at its peak right now. There are just flowers on every plant, and they are bright white. And those four white petals you see are not actually petals, they're bracts. The idea there is let's attract some attention and get some insects down here on our little flowers. There's 30 to 50 little flowers in the center, and they are explosive in their spread of their pollen. It is it's an explosion that throws the pollen up into the air and gets those guys going. The bluebead lily is probably at or past its peak. Water arum is probably at its peak right now, and that's 12 days late, according to my records. 2 days late on the downy arrowwood. Blackberries are 8 days late. Raspberries are 4 days late. It just runs on and on. smooth rose. The little pink roses, those five-petaled pink roses, finally began to bloom in the Grand Rapids area. You probably are seeing them where you are. 11 days late for my records. So the smooth rose is now blooming, but it's half a month late. It's way behind. And my final note for the day, mountain maple, another shrub that has a cluster of flowers. The flowers on the mountain maple look a lot like the flowers that were on the choke cherry. And that is to say they're in a sort of a thumb-sized cluster. And the choke cherry's flowers were white, but the flowers on the mountain maple are yellow. And they both have this cluster of flowers. Look at your thumb. And from the second joint down, from the end, out to the end of your thumb, that's about the size of the cluster of flowers that you find on choke cherry and on the mountain maple. And as I said, there are going to be dozens of flowers on that structure. And we'll keep an eye on the mountain maple and let you know when they begin to go to seed. 14 days late on the mountain maple flower. So we're not catching up yet. And hopefully we'll shift gears here now that summer is coming, isn't it? It's going to be here on Thursday or Friday. And we'll have passed the moment of greatest daylight, and that will happen probably on the 20th, I think it is. At that point, the sun will be directly overhead the Tropic of Capricorn, and is it the Tropic of Cancer? I can never remember, and I see Heidi's making a face at me like, don't ask me those questions. 23.5 degrees above the equator is the absolute height. So that puts the sun at about 72 to 73 degrees above the horizon in northern Minnesota. And we are having like 15 and a half hours of sunlight. That is sunrise to sunset. Plus probably an hour and a half of twilight on either end of that. And so it is just amazing. Ah, yes, Tropic of Cancer is the northern border of that. Tropic of Capricorn is the southern border. I'll keep that straight until later on today, and then I'll forget it. Next year, I'll make the same error, but you'll remember. That's the Phenology Show for today. Thanks for tuning in. As always, if you have reports that you'd like to submit, we'd love to hear from you. And if you have observations you'd like to share, please send them along.